Hello, Reagan Seal Jewelers. This is Brianna.
Hey, you sound out of breath.
Hey.
Are you all right?
I just walked in the door.
Oh,
Literally.
gotcha. Go, go. I'll let you give me a chance or shoot me a text when you might be free. Today or
No,
tomorrow. I'm here.
I'm good. Is there
No,
anything
you are.
particular?
Yes, I know Greg and I kind of spoke a little bit about the trade back. Is that something you guys had talked about again since him and I spoke?
You know, he actually mentioned something yesterday about getting it sorted or whatever.
Yeah, only because I know you and I were concerned, my words aren't wording today.
That's all good.
All the things. All the things
is
what I like to say. I put my twang in it, you know. I got it from you, but I made it a little me now. Not that it has to be all about me, because the last day I feel like I've made it about me with many situations, but, you know, that's just neither here nor there. I was concerned, or we were concerned, with that trade back, that restocking fee. But I told him, in a couple of other situations where I had the same concern with jewelers on just older pieces, older items, they've had them since, like, in some cases it was like 2011, 2013. They were 4-digiters, 5-digiters, but they were like common stock items that just hadn't moved. And in a couple of cases similar to you guys, she might have double or triple ordered, so she still had them from way back when because they were a good deal, or for whatever reason, she's the owner. She's not really like Greg, where she goes and she overbuys and she gets in trouble afterwards. But she does do that. This doesn't get in trouble afterwards. We just find out, you know, 11, 12 years later that these are still in inventory, and I'm like, what the truck? Like, I need you to have a better system. And she doesn't have the edge like you guys do. So if you want, I'll do the work and just kind of math it or number it. It might take me a little bit, but Saturdays now are going to be going on, and I'm going to be a little bored, I feel like. Maybe because I'm just, you know, I'm just not at a production level where I was last year. And if it's a better season, maybe I won't be bored. I'm hoping for that. So,
I'm hoping too.
Yeah, I'm hoping for all my people, my direct contents. That's a hope and a manifest I do daily. However, for the season in general, I'm hoping it does kind of shift and go around more towards the naturals. We're starting to see the shift. I'm hoping you guys are too. And that's all I got for you. That's where my direction today was. When you're ready, or if you're there, or when you get there, just let me know. I wanted you to be aware that I had the conversation as well.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it couldn't hurt to just evaluate some of those things that we're talking about, like the, you know, some we have some studs and some hoops and just some, you know, miscellaneous things.
And there's got to be a reason why. But I could do the math on what is today's money looking like if you needed to replace it again. But I also, which is going to always be more in the way of jewelry, obviously, with the gold pricing. However, in some situations, a lot of some of our older stuff that, like the clusters and some of these discounted items, are still discounted at old gold prices even. So if that piece is just, you know, at a point where you're like, eh, it's not really working, or it hasn't worked, not that it's not really working, maybe bringing in, I don't know, what happened? Oh, you know how sometimes your inside-outside hoops can be different sizes in the diamond millimeter? And they just look a little different. Like, you can get an 8 or a 7 carat total weight, but with larger stones that might have more inclusions in it, it's going to just give, but nice makes, it's going to give a larger look to it versus really small, nicer diamonds. And that happened to me. They had a smaller diamond, and they were selling, like, other sizes or larger sizes all the time, and we realized it was, and I didn't even know this was a thing, honestly. I should have, but I didn't. I'm just not good at jewelry. Yeah, I'm trying to be. So, and with your help, I have gotten better. But, like, those situations, maybe I can find an avenue if you're interested. But I'm not, I am also very well aware now that when I come up with these grandiose schemes to better everyone's business, you might not be ready to be at that grandiose scheme level yet, because it is a lot of work for you guys. And that's something new to me in that perspective. And So just your honesty on, you know what, this is not going to be the season to do it, but come December, these are my stones, here's what I have, and let's watch and see if it does sell and start doing the work. And I'm willing to
Definitely.
Do either way.
Yeah, so I'll chat with Greg a little further as well. You know, I'm just looking. We don't have a ton. We have, like, three pair of studs, inside-out rose gold hoops, two rose gold clusters. Now, all of our clusters that were white gold and yellow gold sold. So, you know what I mean? Like,
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe rose gold is now out for you guys, though it might have been a great deal then. The money is just tied up right now. And if there's something I can put in there that makes more sense, I would rather do that.
And we have the, like, a
Do you know what those sizes are? Or is there a way you can maybe get me that info, an easy way maybe, that just says RDI and these are just RDI? Because I probably won't be able to distinguish if you did ever buy from other people in, like, the general category,
I
you know?
I know the – yeah, no, I'm looking specifically RDI pieces.
Perfect, perfect. All right, awesome.
Greg says he has a question for you real quick.
Oh, perfect.
So when Greg went to the buying event,
that was the other reason I was calling.
And we did the trade backs for some Rare and Forever, and we got the new things in. We just want to. I think he said he saw. What, you saw a credit or something?
No, he hasn't gotten his form yet. It was just finished today. The invoices and everything. Yeah. No, all of the certs should be there. Everything went through. Our admin staff was just really kind of, we have a sick upstairs floor, so I think RDI with the season here has been very, like, you know, it's like a freaking, sometimes it could be a petri dish over there, and that's a lot of the reason why I'm so glad I don't have to be in contact with, because you don't know what people do on their night and their days, who they're hanging out with, and, you know, younger people tend to be a little bit more social, and when there's a lot of sickness going on, and we have a lot of, you know, younger parents that have young kids that go to schools like you. I mean, you saw our staff on the upstairs floor. It's not much different other than it's gotten smaller. But all of those girls are about the same age as you, with kids about the same, you know, age as you. And they're coming home getting sick like you are. So I'm just glad I'm not a part of that. However, it has made it difficult for shipping and receiving, especially with shipping issues and everybody. So they tend to put their attention to the most important aspect of things, which is let's get everybody their diamonds and shit first. And I know that it's taken long. So that's the other reason I wanted to talk to Greg. So thank you. Tell him thank you for bringing it up. But, yes, all of that will go through. If you want me to send that email again to you, or do you want me to wait until Monday when I get the paperwork, because that's when it will all kind of stress.
Go ahead and wait till Monday when you get the paperwork. That's fine. We just wanted to make sure things were rolling on that front. And then once
Perfect.
That – happens, the credit, what, gets issued, and we, you know, pay the whatever balance or however it works.
Yeah, whatever the balance is, I'll just forward that over to you. It'll show similar to the old ones. It'll say, okay, it's basically just allowing you to show that you've taken it out of your inventory and said, okay, this is out now, and the government can be all happy with both of us. It's just kind
Very
of that
good.
Same form. Is that okay?
That's perfectly good.
You know what? With tomorrow, I know that we get deliveries and we do a lot of shipping, but during the day, I don't know how much they'll be doing with the New York City office not being open because of Shabbat and everything. We don't open that office to do deliveries out of the city. We only do, like, searching through the city with other vendors, but most vendors are not going to be open either to do drop-offs on Saturdays. That being said, they might have more time.
I got a customer that just walked in now.